steel tattoo. Tried to cut in, I knocked out his front tooth. He ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a half past two. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Then she gave a come and get me grin. And like a bullet, we were gone again. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man. Just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling. Yeah, I know what I was feeling. What was I thinking?
FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
Normally on Fridays at this time, we talk with our guy Mike Clemens, but his voice is just not doing good. He decided he's going to take the day off today so he can rest up and be ready to talk Packer playoffs hopefully next week. So in place of that, he was nice enough. He's there at Lambeau Field every day covering the Packers. And so he sent us all kinds of audio, and I thought listening in on Matt LaFleur's presser this week, he talks about the team and the playoffs and the injury status might be interesting. So let's listen in on Matt LaFleur and his weekly presser.
Okay, the guys that did not participate were A.J. Dillon, Rudy Ford, Elton Jenkins, Isaiah McDuffie, and Preston Smith. Limited were Zane Anderson, Aaron Jones, Josh Myers, Luke Musgrave, Keyshawn Nixon, Jonathan Owens, Jay Reed, T.J. Slayton, Quay Walker, Christian Watson, and Dontavian Wicks.
Did Dillon get that aggravated during the game?
Get his thumb?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had an aggravation during the game, yes.
What do you need to see from Christian this week for him to play? And is there a way to kind of simulate the chemistry with the quarterback that he started to develop?
Yeah, I think, today it was mostly jog through. We did have an individual period. It's just going to be his ability to get through the week and show us that he can prove and prove it to us that he can go out there and play. And I know he's eager to be out there. I think he had a good week last week in terms of his ability to run, and hopefully we can stack that and, you know, have him available for Sunday, because he'll definitely bring a spark just in terms of, even if it's on a limited basis. We've all seen his playmaking ability and just his intelligence out on the field, and you know, being able to move him around wherever we may need him.
Matt, what did Jair have to show you this week to get his starting spot back? Is there anything, or is he just back in there?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into too many of the specifics. You guys will find out later in the week, but I will say that it was great to have him back. We had a great conversation on Monday, and I think he's ready to go. Well, it just shows, I think anytime you go through something tough and you can get through it, you're usually better for it. You're hardened. Certainly a lot of guys got experience that might not have gotten those meaningful reps. And, just hopefully we're a better and more battle-tested team. And we're going to need that, because there's adversity every week and within every game. And certainly, you know, Chicago's weathered their fair share of adversity throughout the course of the season, and they've been playing really well. I think, you look at the last six games or whatever, I think they're plus 12 in the turnover margin, and, won a lot of games in that time frame.
You've got a lot of young guys in that locker room, and we've asked you a few questions about them, but we haven't asked you much about Preston kind of being that old head and leadership role. What's he meant, and especially these past couple of weeks that he's had?
Yeah, I think Preston's just the model of consistency in terms of his availability. he just, you can always count on him. And you have been able to do that for years, I think, with a bunch of young guys in the locker room. To have a guy like him is invaluable. And I think, you know, obviously he's played at a really high level for us and has made a lot of plays for us, but I think a lot of his contributions don't always necessarily show up on the stat sheet, just his leadership and how he goes, and he's a pro.
The Bears defense is playing way better than it did earlier in the season, aside from, you know, the addition of Montez Sweat. What's made them so different? How have they gotten so much better?
Well, I just think that it looks like a group that has played 16 games together. I mean, you look at their roster, and for the most part, most of those guys are healthy, and they've played a lot of ball together, and they've grown together, and you can see it. It's evident. This is a very well-coached football team with very good players, and it's a very sound scheme. They do a great job of reading the quarterback and reading his eyes. They're stout against the run. So it's a great challenge. They do a great job of getting their hands on a lot of balls, whether it's punching the ball out, ripping the ball out, or, you know, creating interceptions. So that's going to be a key for us, is just making sure that we take care of the ball. And it is a challenge because there's just not a lot of holes in their defense. They do a really good job of limiting explosive gains. And, I mean, you have to earn everything you get.
You mentioned interceptions. I got 22. How do you create? You mentioned creating interceptions. How do they do that?
Well, they do a really good job of keying the quarterback and breaking on the football. And some of the interceptions are, whether it's D linemen getting their hand up in the air, or there's a lot of bang bang plays over the middle that they've been able to react to the throw and cause the ball to go up in the air and somebody picks it off. I think you look at the back end, a lot of those guys, they all have really good ball skills. They're able to get jumps. You know, it's going to be very important that our wideouts are in sync with our quarterback in terms of the depths of their routes, syncing with the footwork of the quarterback. And he's going to have to do a great job with his eyes, because these guys read the QB as good as anybody.
Matt, Chase and Leisure with the Chicago Sun-Times. On that subject about their defense, does it look dramatically different from you from week one, where they had a different play caller, they didn't have Sweat? Are you more reliant scouting-wise on what they've done recently?
I would say so, yeah. But I also think that just the more you do something, that you can tell they play faster. Everybody's on the same page. They just don't bust, quite frankly, very often. And, you know, they all play off one another very well. I think those two linebackers in the middle are a problem. Those guys, as good as tandem as probably there is in the league in terms of just, again, their ability to read the quarterback, and the ball gets out and they break on the ball and they're making these bang bang plays.
Matt, do you talk to the team at all about week 18 last year, or is that just in the past and not something?
Yeah, that's not something we'll, you know, I mean, it's a totally different situation, totally different team. I know the circumstances around the game are the same, but we've been in this mode the last couple weeks. You know, this is about this year's group, and I think, you know, as a coach, you might take a few nuggets here and there in terms of what you learned from past experiences, but, you know, our sole focus is on the Chicago Bears right now.
I know a lot of guys, though, who stood on that field and realized they had blown, you know, a golden opportunity, and what it's like to experience that. You don't want them to express that to the rookies?
I think it's just a totally different squad. I think there's a different vibe around here. There's a different mindset. You know, we got to go attack. That's the bottom line. We got to go attack. We got to go and play like we have been the last few weeks, just with the mindset, the mentality, whatever it takes. And we know we got a great challenge in front of us. The Chicago Bears team is as improved as any team in the league, and it's evident when you turn on the tape.
Now, with Jordan Love, we saw that big game in Chicago in week one and then tapered off a little bit. It seems to have kind of found his rhythm again. Is there a game that you look at as kind of a turning point for him this season?
Yeah, I think there was, I think I said it the other day, I thought that there was, although we lost the game, there was a lot of good that came out of the Pittsburgh game. Just there were some plays in there that we were making that it felt like there was kind of a light bulb that went on for everybody. And there was a little, I would say, a little bit different shift with some of the stuff we were asking our guys to do. And it's paid off for us up to this point. And so we've got to obviously continue. You know, each game has a different challenges in terms of how you're going to attack somebody from an offensive standpoint. But I think there was just a lot of growth, not only from him, but the guys around him as well.
As you went about kind of building on the positives from that and making the offense into what it is now, what were the plays from that game that stood out? Like, okay, we can build on this.
Well, I just think, yeah, I think we were able to generate some explosive plays within that game. And then there were plays that maybe we didn't make, but I felt confidence moving forward that given those same looks, we're going to make those plays. So, you know, it's been a cool process to watch these guys grow together. It really has. I know there were some frustrating moments along the way, and I think we're far from a finished product, and I just think this group's got a lot of potential.
We've asked you a couple times over the years about getting the ball to Aaron Jones more. He's 29 now, and I'm not sure that a lot of running backs can kind of have the injury late in the season that he's had and come back and be fresh at the end at this stage of their career. How much do you think that low mileage maybe benefits at this stage of his career to be able to come back and be fresh at this age?
Yeah, I think it's been huge for us. I think you've seen it the last 2 weeks with him getting, you know, 20-plus touches the last two games and just how explosive he's been. We've had a lot of, I don't know what the number is, but in terms of explosion runs, I feel like we've had more in the last couple of weeks than we had maybe the rest of the season. So just his ability to do that, to generate some of those explosion runs, has been huge for our offense. It takes so much pressure off everybody when you're able to do that in the run game. And like I said earlier, this Chicago team does a really good job against the run, so we're going to have our work cut out for us.
Is that a byproduct of the lower mileage? I mean, he hasn't had to be the throughout his entire career, the sole ball carrier. He's always kind of been in that tandem. Is that a byproduct of that, or is it just kind of who he is?
Are you saying, like, his ability to create some? I think it's a byproduct of a lot of things. I think we've gotten better up front, quite frankly. I think, you know, we've done a pretty decent job throughout the majority of the season in pass protection, but I do think our offensive line's ability to come off the ball, I think our tight ends are blocking better. So I think it's a byproduct of everybody's ability.
In your experience, Matt, how hard has it been second time around to beat a team in second? Obviously, with Detroit, Minnesota, you flipped the script in second meetings this year.
Yeah, the only thing I'll say about that is I think it's always hard. I think every game in this league is hard. I mean, you look at the majority of the league, it's as balanced as I feel like I can remember in my time in this league. So I think it's always a challenge. I think just going back and watching the game from week one, it feels like it was last season. It feels like so long ago. So I think when you look at our team and you look at their team, I think we're two totally different teams. So it's going to be a new set of challenges for both of us.
I think it was the Pittsburgh game when they let us into your visitor's locker room. Then turn to the right. Here's five receivers in folding chairs talking to each other, breaking down the game. And they told us this is something they were starting to do. And you're aware of that now. Is that pretty special?
Yeah, I would say so, just in terms of just getting everybody on the same page and pulling the same direction. I think, you know, those guys rally around each other. It's fun to the one thing you love about especially that group is – you know, I think innately they all want the ball, right? I mean, you don't want receivers on your team that don't want to get the football, but to see their genuine enthusiasm for their teammates when they're scoring touchdowns or they're getting receptions, to see how they responded to Bo Melton after the game, I mean, that was pretty special. And I think we do have a special group that they're a close-knit group. They're all, like, kind of in the same spot in terms of second year or younger, and so that it's been cool to just see that whole room kind of grow up together.
Two more, please.
Can I ask about Eric Stokes? Talk about the decision to have him go to start in that Bucks game as opposed to gradually bring him in. And did he have that injury after Friday's practice?
That was tough. He came in on Saturday and it was just a bad deal. So certainly a hurt for him. I know how much this game means to him, how much work he's put into this, and it's been a frustrating season for him because it just every time he seems like he's turning the corner and ready to go, there's some sort of setback. So, but in terms of, we felt he was cleared and we felt like he was ready to go. Certainly he's a part of those conversations and he felt good about going out there and playing. And unfortunately, it's one of those deals that, he's been snake bitten this year. And I do think that he'll come back. He'll be better. He'll be stronger for it. And, it's been a frustrating year for him.
What happened to Torre that you were able to put him on IR?
Yeah, he hurt his knee. I don't know if you could see it. It first happened on the punt return, and then when he caught that, it wasn't necessarily supposed to be a bubble, but he ended up being a bubble. Jordan threw a high ball. He came down, and his knee just kind of locked out on him or whatever. And so it's unfortunate, but, yeah, he'll be down for a while.
Head coach Matt LaFleur and his weekly presser getting ready for the playoff game, on Sunday. Mike Clemens out. His voice not doing good, so he'll join us again as he does each Friday again next Friday morning at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The job market was hot last month. The Labor Department showed that a better-than-expected 216,000 jobs were added last month. The economy is going to be a major factor in November's election. And today, President Biden gives the first speech of his re-election bid. ABC White House correspondent Mary Bruce has more.
In a big speech in Battleground, Pennsylvania, he will argue that this race is an urgent fight for American democracy, that Donald Trump and far-right extremists are a threat and a danger to the very freedoms on which this country is founded. And of course, this is a familiar theme for President Biden. He argued the 2020 campaign was a battle for the soul of this nation, and his campaign says that that threat to our democracy has only grown.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken in the Middle East, the U.S. is trying to reduce the risk of the Israel-Hamas war escalating. Police in Iowa have not given a motive in yesterday's shooting at a high school that left a sixth grader dead and five hurt. The shooter was a 17-year-old student. This is ABC News. In the Koreas, tit-for-tat artillery drills.
A senior South Korean official in Seoul detailing the test firing by the North of some 200 rounds fired into the waters north of the Western Sea boundary, Pyongyang's first frontline maritime firing exercise in about a year. In response, South Korean troops on two border islands fired shells south of that boundary. Such firing exercises are likely to escalate ahead of South Korean parliamentary elections in April and the U.S. election in November. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
In Tokyo today, the wreckage from the plane collision this week is being removed from the runways. Japan's now requesting U.S. assistance in the investigation. A Japan Airlines plane hit a smaller Japanese Coast Guard plane on that same runway. And north of New Zealand, a fisherman who fell off his boat in treaded water for 23 hours was rescued after three others spotted the reflection from his wristwatch. Brian Clark, ABC News.
7 Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Whitewater's police chief tells President Biden in a letter his resources are strained after as many as 1,000 immigrants have moved to his city since 2022. Wisconsin Congressman Ryan Stile joined about 60 Republican lawmakers near the border with Mexico to draw attention to the problem recently. 41 public schools in Milwaukee are tearing up playground asphalt and replacing it with trees and native plants. Kids get some relief on hot days.
There's often not very many areas of shade, if any, on these urban schoolyards. There's not a lot of things to naturally do.
Lisa Neeb is with Reflo. That's the nonprofit which is helping with the project. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Monday, January 8th from 1:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's a blood drive at the Park Falls Community Peace Center. Please call 1-800-733-2767 or 715-744-3267 or visit redcrossblood.org and enter Park Falls to schedule an appointment. Again, that is Monday, January 8th from 1:30 to 6 at the Park Falls Community Peace Center.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks over the Spurs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the San Antonio Spurs 125-121. Giannis Antetokounmpo, named the Eastern Conference Player of the Month, had 44 points. The Spurs 7'4" Victor Wembanyama blocked 5 shots, including one by Giannis, and talked about facing the Greek Freak.
Somebody I grew up watching and one of the greatest players in the world, so it's always extra motivation, and I want to go at everyone and be the bad guy on the court, you know, so it was a great matchup.
The Bucks play the Rockets in Houston tomorrow night. NFL, it's the Packers and the Bears Sunday. Call it dinner and a movie. Rookie wide receiver Bo Melton revealed that quarterback Jordan Love invites the guys over for dinner, then goes over game film with them.
Jay Love, you know, he's a great guy, you know. We go to dinners at his house. Mondays, we eat, we go over film, you know, before the week starts, you know, just to bond, staying connected with him.
That's Packers rookie wide receiver Bo Melton. With sports, I'm Mike Clement.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Water.
Here's your 98Q Country Weatherology Forecast. For today, we'll have cloudy skies, a chance for some light snow later into the day with highs in the upper 20s. The southwest winds at 5 to 10. Snow likely tonight, 1 to 3 inches of snowfall, low of 24. For Saturday, still a chance for some light snow there, less than a half inch, up to 32. Sunday, any light snow ending early in the day into the upper 20s. Cloudy skies on Monday, a high of 29. Tuesday, slight chance for some snow showers in the morning with highs around 30. And for Wednesday, we're back in the upper 20s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently 22.
Oh, not 100% sure we're going to do a shopping show. Shopping show is always available at 98QCountry.com. But we feel, Austin, we feel that winter has begun. A little bit of light snow. It's actually, all the brown grass is covered up pretty much out there. So we thought it's time to bring in Charlie, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Time to bring in Charlie Behrens, Wisconsin guy, stand-up comic, songwriter.
Host of the Manitowoc Minute.
Host of the Manitowoc Minute. And he did a little song that you recommended to our morning show about Christmas, about winter.
And I'm just sitting here thinking, God, I hope I got the lyrics right.
All right. Well, anything that happens, let's all listen in for the first time and see if we get in trouble.
I've got icicles there in my beard. They said that it would be a mild year. I can't unthaw the heater in my truck, so I give it a good kick and say I'll. Is that frosty chugging beers over there? Doesn't he know that it's cold out here? Frosty, I gotta steal your eye. My toes are frozen, I'm out of wine. Winter time in Wisconsin. What's a boy to do when he's got the winter blue? Winter time in Wisconsin. It's not the cold, it's the wind.
No, it's the cold.
We're a certain breed.
I kind of want to leave.
We'll just bundle up.
Camel my arms.
It's that time of year.
Hey, hand me another
winter
beer.
Winter time in Wisconsin. What in the world do we skid do when the trails are too sloshy for me and you, and the ice is too thin to rest about, and the water's too cold for even a trout? Winter's surely something some folks miss. They head to Florida, Los Angeles. But L.A. ain't a place that I can go. 'Cause in my city, all the angels are made of snow. Winter time Wisconsin. What's a boy to do when he's got the winter blue? Winter time in Wisconsin. It's not the cold, it's the wind.
No, it's the cold.
We're a certain breed.
I kind of want to leave.
We'll just bundle up.
Can't move my arms.
It's the time of year.
Hey, hand me another
winter
chair.
Wisconsin.
You only have bread dog? Fine, whatever.
Chestnuts roasting on open fire. And I should probably get some better tires. Jack Frost is nipping at your nose. Don't go shooting old Rudolph or a doze. How's about we bundle up and get. Take a ride upon that flying deer. Fly around the world in just one night. Now I'm not so sure that we are right.
Yeah, I'm not so sure we're right because I made the mistake of going to Hawaii. Boy, was it warm there. I mean, so warm, I could feel my cheese curds, and I hadn't felt them since November. You know, a fella could get used to living like that, I'll tell you what. But on the other hand, you can't ice fish in Hawaii, so everything's a trade-off, you know. And then, I learned they don't got walleyes there. So, you know, I just asked Santa to bring me some hand warmers for my long johns, so my curds should be squeezed.
There's something about a truck in a farmer's field, a no trespass sign, and time to kill. Nobody's gonna get hurt, so what's the big deal? There's something about a truck in a farmer's field, and somebody there sitting on ice after a long hard day makes it taste just right on that drop tailgate on a summer night. Somebody there sitting on ice, and somebody girl. Somebody kiss. Somebody creep around 2 a.m. After a few of those beers, you wanna dive on in. You don't need no clothes, so just hang them on a limb. Somebody creep around 2 a.m. And there's somebody truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips. Yeah.
Difference wouldn't make. We don't cause and we don't care enough to even
Georgia Line guy, Tyler Hubbard. He was at Summerfest in Milwaukee this past summer. Dancing in the Country at 98Q Country. I just got notice in that one half of Starsky and Hutch, the original show from the 70s. I think it may have gone into the early 80s. David Soul, he was the blonde guy from Starsky and Hutch. He passed away this morning at the age of 80. He had a big hit song, completely separate from that show, called Don't Give Up On Us, which was, I think it went to number one on several different charts. So we'll do a little tribute to David Soul, the blonde guy, one half of the original Starsky and Hutch. We'll give you a little Don't Give Up On Us here in a country classic. Well, it wasn't country back then, but it kind of is now. Coming up in just a moment.
Hey, honey, how was your trip to Menards?
Awesome. The Menards bag sale is back.
Oh, what's the bag sale?
You grab a bag in store and save 15% on everything you can fit in the bag. I got a new cordless drill, LED bulbs to help with the electric bill, stocked up on toothpaste, always need batteries, and paint for the mudroom, plus all my favorite snacks. Where are you going?
Menards. We're out of cleaning supplies.
Hurry in. Grab a bag in store now through January 14th. Get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be a lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text KICK to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now, and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text KICK to 321-321. That's KICK to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Fleet Farm has everything you need for happy backyard birds. And we mean everything. Like over 100 different types of wild bird foods and bird feeders. This week, get a 25-pound bag of black oil sunflower wild bird food for just $13.99. Plus, join us Saturday, January 13th at 9 a.m. to build and decorate a free birdhouse with your kids. Create family memories and find what you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
And a morning show tribute. Just got word the late David Soul, one half of Starsky and Hutch. He was a blonde guy on there. Perished overnight at the age of 80. And I was looking at, he did other songs and he did an album too, or maybe more. But this song, for some reason, caught not only the attention of the U.S., but the world. It was number one in Australia. It was number one in Canada. Number one in the U.S., New Zealand, U.K. It topped the charts in all of those in 1976. The song was Don't Give Up On Us, and a tribute to the late David Soul here in the 98Q Morning Show.
Just one night, it's written in the moonlight, painted on the stars. We can't change ours. Don't give up on us, babe. We're still worth one more try. I know we put a last one. For a rainy evening, sometimes plays a fool. Don't give up on us, I know we can still come through.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Civic Media app is available for you to download. You can take 98Q.
For free.
For free. And our sister station, 103.1 Jack FM, and you can listen on your phone, whether you got Bluetooth earbuds or the old school plugged-in ones, whatever.
Or if you're going to be that person in the middle of the grocery store blasting your phone.
Yes, that too. I'm all right with that.
We do not condone it, but we love the support.
If it's us, I'm all right with it.
That's different.
Yeah, the Civic Media app is free. Just go to your app store and download it. Got a blood drive on Monday at the Peace Center in Park Falls. That's 1:30 to 6. And you can call locally to schedule an appointment at 715-744-3267. Food pantry is available tomorrow at the First Congregational United Church of Christ in Park Falls every Saturday from 9 to 11. Maybe you got that water bill and you're not going to be able to buy food. There you go. We got it for you. The Lord's Covered Food Pantry, 9 to 11. It's drive-through. You don't have to get out of your car, so you're good. All right, what's going on this weekend, Austin?
It's a wonderful question. I work at Super One a couple days, and other than that,
chilling out.
Yeah, probably going to try to figure out what's up with my computer, but other than that, I'm not going to do a whole lot.
Acting up a little bit?
Well, I built one. Didn't work because they sent me a broken piece. I sent it back. They quote-unquote repaired it, and it broke. It's still broken.
Still broken. All right.
So now I just have an expensive paperweight.
A big paperweight.
Yeah, a pretty big paperweight. I can hold down a lot.
All right. Have a good weekend, everybody. We got Packers. We got Bucks tomorrow night. Packers on Sunday right here. John St. John coming in after our Title Town report.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. The holiday season should remind us that faith and family are the most important things in life, and we hope that you succeed in coming together this holiday season with those you love and in the process creating some generational memories. Holidays have this magical power to magnify small things to ever greater memories over time. What a return on investment. Happy holidays.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 1110 Fourier Drive, Suite 120, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have cloudy skies, a chance for some light snow later into the day with highs in the upper 20s, with southwest winds at 5 to 10. Snow likely tonight, 1 to 3 inches of snowfall, low of 24. For Saturday, still a chance for some light snow there, less than a half inch, up to 32. Sunday, any light snow ending early in the day into the upper 20s. Cloudy skies on Monday, a high of 29. Tuesday, slight chance for some snow showers in the morning with highs around 30. And for Wednesday, we're back in the upper 20s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 23 degrees.
Today's Title Town Report is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken every day of the week. Enjoy burger and fries Thursday, Friday fish fry with salad bar, Saturday look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Title Town Report. Now, with the latest from Lambeau, here's Bill Scott.
The Packers and Bears square off on Sunday at Lambeau Field. Packers win, and they're in the playoffs. The Bears were eliminated last week. They'd like nothing more than to play spoilers on Sunday. Packers appear to be getting healthier. Christian Watson, Jaden Reed, and Dontavian Wicks all practiced for a second straight day yesterday. Reed said for him, playing through injuries is all mental.
When you can be mentally tough, I think you can get through a lot of things. I've been through a lot of things in my life. I lost my dad at 15. I could have gave up. I could have gave up on myself. I could have gave up on football. I've wanted to give up on football before, but it's all a mindset, man. And you got to remember your purpose. And, you know, that's just the mindset I take in every day. You know, just even watching my mom work three jobs for, you know, three kids, you know, it's tough. If you keep the right mindset, you can get through anything.
I'll have more after this.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. but MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Packers had a really good defensive day last week against the Vikings. They're hoping to duplicate that this week. One player that's helped the cause, rush linebacker Preston Smith. Second on the team in sacks with 8, but most importantly, in his 9-plus seasons, he's missed just one game.
Obviously, he knows how to take care of himself and be a pro, but I think some guys are just built to withstand. And he, I mean, quite frankly, he's tough. Like, he'll be able to fight through a lot of things. So, again, that gives us reason for optimism for this weekend.
That's Matt LaFleur, and I'm Bill Scott. I'll have more from Titletown on Monday on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
Let's go!
Can I cut in? I'm a big football fan. Want to get back to the game?
98Q Country.
Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. I got